Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb. Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb,
bomb. Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Forgive me.
What's up, Pats Nation? Back at it on a Tuesday. Short week. Got to get ready for the Browns, but great to be 7-0. Big one Sunday. Let's go!
Words can stab as deep as night and cut like a razor phone.
Oh, yeah. Super cool. Good morning, everybody. We're the Toucher and Rich radio program. We're in the Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. A lot of guests, so very tired at the end of the show. Bankroll Boys at 7, Dave Richard with your fantasy stuff at 720, Bobby Kelly coming in. After that, Ted Johnson in for the 8 o'clock hour and finishing up things up with Danny Ainge at 9. Lots and lots of guests. Guests galore.
A lot of guests. And a lot of them in studio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always welcome. So you can get twitch.tv or get to Twitch on your mobile app.
Mm-hmm.
Go download the Twitch application, search for the Sports Hub, and you can see what it's doing.
Too much hunk in the studio.
Well, I mean, Ted Johnson and Bobby Kelly are almost twins.
Are they going to be in close at the same time, I think?
I think they're going to be some crossover.
That'd be great. It'd be awesome.
If Bobby can stay, then there's going to be a little crossover between the two of them.
I would like that. I would like that very much.
All right, so we're in the midst of a contest, Rich, and that's going to be occurring tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very easily managed hashtag has taken the world by storm. And have we gotten any entries?
Tons. Tons. Last night we got a ton of entries in our hashtag SportsHub Patriot Protector Contest, and they are really good. So, Fred, can you kind of explain what the Patriots Protectors, and by the way, the winner is going to get tickets to this weekend's game.
Yeah.
But not only that, you also will become someone we're going to go to on a regular basis.
Yeah, whenever someone's a fraud,
and
you got myself or Felger or Adam Jones or Bertrand, trying to really bring down, just these media hacks trying to bring down the most vilified organization, the most misunderstood organization. An organization, quite frankly, Rich, people hate because they ain't them.
It's true. It's true. They hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah, like, you know, you've done your job. You spend, you know, 12 hours a day on Twitter getting at the people, ESPN, members of other teams, the rotten sports media, and we need someone who can come in and straighten everyone out, someone to protect the wall. And Rich, you're telling me that there are people that are perfectly capable of doing this?
Tons. As a matter of fact, we have a bunch of characters. There's one guy, I want to see if I can find it. There's one dude who just started a Twitter account called @PatsProtector. And what he immediately did was just started proving everybody on the internet wrong by responding to everyone on Twitter who hates the Patriots.
That's and perfect.
Like, in one day, I mean, he might have like 150 tweets. I don't know 150, but like probably close to 75 tweets in one day of him just getting in Volan's face, getting in anybody who calls, says that Brady isn't the GOAT. He's quoting stats. He's copying and pasting.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, it's great. And then he made like a video that's just basically him responding to all these guys. He's at Pat's Protector. He's already made his own like Twitter page, which is phenomenal. And so he's one of the guys. But then we have a ton more. I mean, just it was last night. It was a cavalcade. It all came through at once. And we are going to have quite the show tomorrow. It's going to be tough to pick three, to be quite honest, to come in studio.
Was the fact that some people were speculating it was a trap?
Well, I mean, that's the people. Those are the people who don't have the type of knowledge, guts to back up their takes.
They was afraid that maybe like a net would fall from the ceiling and would dox them.
No, we need somebody. And by the way, everyone so far, well, I don't know about Pat's Protector. That is somebody that you do not see his face in the video.
Yeah.
So maybe that is someone that will need to wear a mask. I'll have to go to Party City and buy a few of those.
Again, you have the option of hiding your identity.
Pat's Protector has said, by the way, I've been blocked by the following people for being a hashtag Patriots Protector. Ben Roethlisberger, Jack Edwards, Chris Carter, Chris Mortensen, Ray Lewis, and Mike Grimes.
Jack Edwards?
Jack Edwards blocks a lot of people.
He does?
Yeah, he does.
Really?
But okay, fine, whatever, Jack Edwards. But, I mean, if you're like a bigwig at ESPN, you're going through all your mentions?
Well, I mean, these people, I mean, not all, what do you think, that guy's got like a million followers?
Wait, name who they are.
What do you say, Mike Grimes, Ben Roethlisberger.
Like Ben Roethlisberger, for instance.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger blocks a ton of people. Yeah, now, that I know, too.
That I don't get.
I think that Jim Murray is blocked by Ben Roethlisberger. Oh, Nick is blocked by Ben Roethlisberger.
Why?
What did you do, Nick?
He doesn't like people that have had heart attacks.
Oh. Did you tweet?
Or soiled themselves.
Did you ever tweet about him? And what? Just because you work at the station, maybe? I wonder if I'm blocked by Ben Roethlisberger.
I have to check.
Nah, did you ever soil yourself?
No, I didn't. So that might be the difference.
Nick soiled himself. He was found by his girlfriend, naked, in a bed with poo all over him.
A pile, as you said once.
Once a pile and then rolling around in it.
I see.
Excrement.
Okay, let's see. Have I been blocked by him? No, I have not been blocked by. I have no idea. So you never tweeted him? Okay, he's just a guy that I do know that he has, there's a lot of people who are blocked by him, and I don't know why. I think he just, anyone who says anything he doesn't like, he just presses block, 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 block.
See, he should know better. I mean, he's got to have several million followers just to dip into those mentions every day.
I've never understood why you could block. Why block when you can just mute?
Because you don't want access. You don't want them to have access to your stuff. I don't know. I don't know. Who cares?
Weird.
All right. But do we have anyone who is a Twitter besides that guy? Is there anyone who's taking it to the man?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's certain things that I like even more about the other guys than Pat's Protector. Pat's Protector's great. But I like people with a history. Like, you can go down their Twitter timeline and find out these guys are tried and true. They're not making this up. Like, this isn't something that they've built up just so they can win these tickets or be on the show. This is somebody who lives the lifestyle. And that's the great thing is that, you know, there's receipts on the internet. You can see when they've gone after members of the media. And yesterday was a great day for Ben Volen because Ben Volen had tweeted something after the Mohamed Sanu signing. And he said, you know what? I hate to tell you, but I think it's Josh Gordon who more than likely is going to be the odd man out. And all these people, oh, yeah, Joe, you're crazy. What are you talking about? Josh Gordon. And then they were into releasing one of the tight end guys. They go, that's your roster spot. And then, of course, what happens with Josh Gordon happens. And most of those people were silent after that.
Yeah, that's usually
Ben,
how it works.
Ben Bowen was actually right.
Well, but Ben, even in the first place, to make such a wild claim.
Yeah, you're right. He's just trolling Volen.
I mean, that's like, I mean, do you like the Patriots or not?
Right.
I mean, because
you cover the team. Listen, you get a paycheck because of the Patriots, and you're going to rip on them?
Yeah, I mean, what's next? I mean, I can only imagine Schefter's getting the what for even insinuating that Brady could be leaving.
Well, this is great. We have some really good entrants, but you do have until 10 o'clock. You can still do it. And the way that you get involved in this is that you end up making a video that is less than 2 minutes long with the longest hashtag in the history of hashtags, hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest. And you tweet it to us and the website or the station as well. Got to be 18 or older. And then we're going to pick our three finalists to come in tomorrow. And they will have to take down the biggest Patriots haters here at the station.
Since because of this contest, you've had to spend extra attention to your mentions, has there been talk of people being afraid there's a trap?
Just those, like that guy yesterday morning. That was
okay.
Yeah, there was a guy yesterday morning because there was somebody who you had called out that, and how many tweets had they done in 1 hour? That were like against anti-patriot.
It was like 18.
No. It was more than that. It was almost 30. In less than an hour, they had tweeted the anti-patriots media, and you said, "Well, you're perfect. You need to come up for this." And he's like, "I'm not going to fall into your trap." And you're like, "Fall in your trap,
right?"
I legitimately want somebody on the phone anytime that there is some anti-patriot bias that you disagree with to be able to come in and put these people in their place.
Well, on the phone. I mean, let's not go crazy about them coming in all
the time. No. Did I not say phone? Yeah. That's right. I mean, front of the phone line privileges.
Yeah, let's not go nuts. You get in one time.
You get it right. And you get to say everything you've wanted to say. I mean, I think that's fair. If anything, we are a show of the people. We want to the vox populi, the voice of the people.
All right. Is that a term?
I believe it is.
Well, I think it's populi, but all right. Someone was studying Latin last night.
No, I just lived on top of a bar called Vox Populi, and I figured out what it meant.
I know that bar. It's not there anymore.
It's not there anymore. No,
I know that
but
bar.
But I used to live on top of it. I wanted to know what it meant. And
I understand.
That's what it
is. It's Vox Populi, I think.
Okay, well, it didn't tell me how to pronounce it.
I understand. It doesn't come with it. Yeah, I understand. All right, well, today will be a day of fascinating guests. It will start at 7 with, of course, the Bankroll Boys, the Non-Invitation Boys, the Apology Boys, finally Joe Murray. But you never got an apology from Joe Murray.
No.
Nope.
This is for not being invited to his party. All right.
Now he's throwing a party specifically to invite us.
I wouldn't go to it if I were you. I'd feel kind of slighted.
I'm going anyway. I'm not too proud.
Where have you heard about this party?
He said it on the air. He said it on Twitter, rather. He said, I'm going to have to throw another party because so many people were angry that they weren't invited.
Mm. Well, maybe it's called.
I'm not too proud. I'm going. He invites me, I go. He may not invite me.
You and Hook, you're down for anything.
Well, Hook lives in Murray's neighborhood. They both live North Shore.
Yeah, but Hook just goes.
Any excuse, he's got four kids. You're inviting me somewhere, I'm gone. I'm there.
He goes, he picks up a couple sods, and he just says, he says, let's rock and roll.
He'll do it in the snow and film it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just a paycheck. All right, Rich, what do we got coming up for the people?
Man, this season's been pretty weird when it comes to the Patriots. We'll get to everything that happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, there you go.
Weird for who?
I think weird for the haters. Josh Gordon and Michael Bennett and everything that surrounds.
Oh, you're afraid of the boogeyman?
So we will get to that. You're going to love these guys, man. We got some great ones yesterday.
Awesome.
The scary boogeyman scaring you. You seeing ghosts?
That's what they do. That's what the defense does.
All right. So we will be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed with Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what in the God's name already is going on in Foxborough?
Real quick before we get to that.
Oh, wow.
This is somebody just tweeted us. You know, I was saying that the Patriots protector guy had already been blocked by Ben Roethlisberger and a couple more. Well, this one dude said, I got them beat by a mile in blocks. This is only to name a few. I'd have to scroll through to find the rest that I know of. And he sent me screen caps of like 40 different people who have blocked him. Derek Carr, Ray Lewis, Daron Harmon, Cato Kalin, Kurt Schilling, DeAndre Hopkins.
You make fun of Cato Kalin, you make fun of me.
Ben Roethlisberger, Shannon Sharpe, Drew Bledsoe, Corey Feldman.
Oh, Corey Feldman.
Scott Baio.
Dream a little dream. That was a good movie.
Scott Baio. Renee Baio, I guess, is married to Scott Baio.
Oh, Renee's beautiful.
Troy Vincent, and amongst a ton of other
Jen
people.
Michael Vincent.
I need to know what you did to get blocked by Corey Feldman. That, to me, is a story.
Maybe he didn't appreciate his music with the Angels.
I saw him in concert. He did a very touching a tribute to the other Corey when he did Cry Little Sister from the Lost Boys.
He was a man.
He was a man. Yes, he was. Not
he was the man.
He was. Well, it's,
get out of my dreams. Get into my car.
Is that in License to Drive?
Yeah, it was in License to Drive.
Right.
One day Ray Lewis is going to get a License to Drive.
Maybe you will.
As soon as this court order stops.
Thank you, Ray Lewis. I appreciate that.
That's why I take limousines.
Thank you, Ray Lewis. Well, it's a
crew. So I can be involved around murder.
Just so you can be involved around murder. I would think you'd want to get away from anything having to do with murder because of, you know.
No, I got
past.
A police radio every time there's a murder. I go in, I try to get a little blood on me.
Okay. Just so it looks like it's a normal thing. Like it's no big deal that you have blood on your suit.
Like whoopsie-daisies. I seem to Ray stepped in it again.
That's right. You just always happen to be there, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't go to the morgue. They drain them.
No, they do drain them. Yes, they do, Ray Lewis. Murderer Ray Lewis. Well,
they make gas, too.
Murder hunting Ray Lewis.
As soon as they're dead, they go, gross, stinking.
They do fart.
Stinking.
Yeah, it is.
Nothing worse than a corpse fart.
Okay, I mean, you are murder-obsessed, Ray Lewis.
I love the macabre.
Okay, I know you do. Yes, you and Jay's do. Big fans of the macabre. All right. It is a...
I like Friday the 13th. Because right. of the macabre and the boobies.
Friday the 13th, not good movies. Not good horror movies.
Well, if you're afraid like some chicken. Bark, bark. Hey, listen to you. Meow, meow, meow. I'm a chicken.
Chicken's
moo,
not
moo, moo.
No, they don't.
I'm a chicken. Look at him. Look at over here, Rich. Moo. No, moo.
That's what cows do.
A chicken. Little chicken. Chicken.
Thank you, murder-obsessed Ray Lewis. I appreciate that.
What a dumb chicken.
Maybe it is a dumb chicken. Man,
I'm
going
to put you in the oven like I put... Oh, I'm... Excuse me. I almost confessed to murdering.
Well, I will make sure that we transcribe all of this and send it to the police. So yeah, it is a cruel...
Good luck getting that in the mail.
That's a good... I know.
Slitteroo.
Okay, good luck transcribing the nonsense. Well, it is a cruel world when you find out on Instagram that you've essentially been cut by your team. That's what happened to Josh Gordon yesterday after the official NFL Instagram account posted, quote, Patriots placed wide receiver Josh Gordon on IR. And underneath that, Josh Gordon posted a comment that said, interesting, with an emoji face wearing a monocle. I always thought that just kind of meant you were like the Monopoly guy, not that you were inspecting.
Well, it means that you're a real estate baron.
I guess so. But if it was true, according to reports, that despite Josh Gordon believing that he was going to be playing in this weekend's game, he was placed on injured reserve. Gordon has been battling a knee injury and departed the Giants game early because of it. But here's where things kind of get weird. According to Burt Breer, this isn't a normal IR designation because he said Gordon expects to be medically cleared soon and that his knee injury is minor. So minor that Burt was told that Gordon ran 22 miles per hour on the treadmill during a rehab session yesterday.
22 miles?
Can you imagine that?
What does that look like?
Okay, you walk into a gym and you
say, do that?
Well, you see a guy running 22 miles on a treadmill in a gym. You're like, who is this maniac?
But I thought it only goes to 10.
No.
It goes as high as
you can crank it pretty high. Like, I know I've gone up to 12 before and I felt like I was going to fly off. And that was in one of those classes where they, like, yell at you to do
it. Well, you did it backwards. I remember.
No, I didn't do 12 backwards. I did 6 backwards.
Six backwards,
and I broke
12
my neck.
Forwards,
now,
yeah.
Is he doing this flat?
I don't know. He just
has to be.
Because then it means you're just picking your legs up and down.
Still, 22 miles per hour.
I'm not belittling it. Yeah. I'm just wondering if a human being for any length of time can run 22 miles an hour.
And but you see it. The advanced next-gen stats, whatever. Guys in the open field, like, running up the sideline, they do 22. Seen that.
Fair enough, but you're running 40 yards.
What's the fastest a human can run? Is it like 24? Isn't like almost
somebody
like right
could do
there?
The math for Usain Bolt running like a 9.8 and 100, or, you know, in the 100.
Yeah, but that's
as fast.
But
as
then
you
you're adding, you're like doing multiplication in that sense. It's like for a sustained amount of time, how fast can someone run?
I thought that it was like around 24. And if that's the case, 22 on a treadmill. First of all, how do you not like fly off the thing?
See, my treadmill stops at 10.
I think it probably goes higher than you think. It's a knob.
I've had it since Brighton.
Oh, okay. Well, that may be the case. But, I mean, like most of the newer, nicer ones, they can go up to that.
Well, I mean, it better be, man. I've outgrown this thing. I'm booking around at 10 all the time.
I wonder if you put the little clip on them that turns the thing off if you fly off the back of it.
Yeah, because that's all you need.
Yes.
Lord knows if that was still running.
Right. I mean, the damage is done.
Yeah, I've flown off into a wall, but it's good thing to know that the treadmill's not running anymore.
Usain Bolt, top speed, 28 miles an hour.
Okay. All right. Well, that's Usain Bolt.
Again, that's in a controlled condition where you get a certain kind of starter and it's only 100 meters.
Yeah. So, from what I had heard is before that craze, it's like you're hanging around 24, 25.
I'm calling a little BS on this 22.
That is a report Bert was told. Yeah, okay. And maybe that is from Josh Gordon's people just to prove that he is indeed healthy enough. As I said, Giardi said that he was expected to play this week. Josh Gordon expected that he was going to play.
We've gone off track.
So there you go. Once he's cleared, he hopes to be off of IR and sign with a new team. That probably, I guess, helps explain why the Russian Mohamed Sanu was made and maybe justifying the price a little bit more. I know they would have wanted him anyway, but still. So as one player leaves, another one returned yesterday. But this one, almost the same level of happiness as Josh Gordon, it sounds like. Michael Bennett talked to the media for the first time since being suspended for allegedly yelling at a coach. The word remorseful doesn't really seem to come to mind here, Fred.
It's America. You can voice your opinion about how you feel about certain situations. And that's what I did.
Did you take away, or what do you call that? What sort of you take away from what happened?
I didn't take away nothing. I got suspended, lost money. I was supposed to take away from that. I mean, there's no love lost. It's just how it is.
Are you happy here?
It's what it is, huh?
Do you feel like you're on good terms with the coaching staff?
I don't know. You gotta ask them.
What's your mindset just going forward? Just back to work?
Just be myself, huh? Yeah. I mean, you can't really bite your tongue. Nobody else bites your tongue during in the league. Everybody say how they feel. Just say how I feel and move on from it. I mean, we just all human. We all go through our own situations. And, you know, you can have conversations and move on from it. And that's how I feel about it.
Has it been hard to be yourself here before?
No, it's not hard to be yourself. I mean, just playing is always one thing, but not playing is always another thing.
Was a disagreement about playing time?
I don't know. No, it's about life, huh?
Mike, are you gearing up to play Sunday? You expecting to play Sunday?
I'm always expecting to play. I mean, so.
You described it in that statement you gave to ESPN as a philosophical difference. Was it football philosophy at least, or was it something beyond the game?
Both.
Mike, there are teams in this league that could use a pass rusher. Would you want to be traded?
It's up to them. I mean, it's up to the team if they or how they feel about it. I mean, I like playing here. It's all the same.
Is what they're asking you to do a lot different than what you were doing in Seattle or Philly?
What do you think?
Yes.
All right, well, then you answer your question.
All right. I mean, just listen to him. Imagine how he'd be if this team wasn't 7-0. I mean, it's obvious he wants to be released or traded, but I don't know if Belichick is going to want to just let him walk away and go to another team in the AFC.
It's part of the package. I mean, you knew what you were getting when you brought Michael Bennett here. He's always been outspoken on a wide variety of topics. I don't think this is a guy who takes anything lying down, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Man, you can't be shocked by what you hear. I mean, just because he got suspended, did you really think he was going to be contrite and, you know, play the good company soldier? That's not what he does. He has a set of beliefs. He's going to tell you about them. This is not shocking.
Yep. So it sounds like he is trying to shoot his way off the team. On the other side of things, however, Odell Beckham is verbally fornicating with the Patriots. Here he is making...
I would, too, if I had Manziel as my quarterback.
You said Manziel, which is probably...
The same thing, Mayfield.
Like a Mayfield.
I was about to say.
Slightly wider, maybe an inch taller.
I mean, really not much difference between, you know, one and the other, which I can't wait for this weekend. It's just a disaster in the making. You've got not only a guy who's thrown more interceptions than anybody else in the league, who's freaking out a little bit, you can tell, but you also have his own teammates basically, I mean, just undressing the Patriots in, you know, as if they want to hook up with them. Here is Odell Beckham Jr. talking about just how amazing the Patriots are.
Tom Brady.
Oh, here it is right here.
Tom Brady's the GOAT, and I know
You know, we've done some goat cloning, so I think that he's, I think there's something going on. I don't, he's not human to be, you know, playing the way he's still playing, mentally prepared every single game, decisive decisions, knows how to manage a game, plays offense and defense with the way that he plays. He's just very smart. He's the best to ever do it. I don't think anybody could really argue it.
Okay, that's nice, but then there's next level flattery.
Of course. You know, I think 2-3 years ago there was the whole speculations and all that was going on, and I was willing and ready to go over there at any point in time. And that was always a dream of mine to play for Tom Brady. Like, it's Tom Brady and Belichick. But for me, when I said I wanted to be a part of, I wanted to turn this into the Patriots organization. And it's about winning, but it's about the way that they go about it and how everything is precise and everything is, it's just, it's perfect. It feels good to win. It feels good to succeed. And that's what I meant by wanting to be like them. You know, I don't know how to be like them because I've never been over there. I've never experienced any of it. But, you know, Tom and I talked, you know, for 2-3 years, like, hey, man, if it happens, it happens. And it'd be cool, but now I'm with somebody who I think is going to be a guy who plays for however long he's going to play for.
I just imagine Baker Mayfield, just a visual of piles of crap being dropped on his head.
This guy over here, I've always wanted to play with him. He's the best of all time. And, oh, by the way, I play with this guy.
No, like a chocolate ice cream soft serve machine, just all on top of Baker Mayfield's
head. Well, that's right.
Head.
I play with this guy. He's all right.
And he even says, okay. He even says, he's like, yeah, and you know, and this guy, he might play for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just awesome.
He's a player. He's in the league. He's you know, my quarterback.
I've never experienced anything like that in the winning culture. I mean, this guy is just, I mean, that's awesome. Boy, does he hate that team. I just, and Baker's just sitting there taking it. And you know what? After this weekend, it's just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. It is just prime. It's, I mean, nothing's going to be as bad as Sam Darnold, but it's going to be bad. It's going to be a murder.
At least Sam Darnold's teammates haven't turned on him.
You're right. And they got his back, which is awesome.
And this is what's going to happen. I mean, when you give someone two Lamborghinis on either side, and he can't get on the ball, this is what's going
to
happen.
I might need to hear that clip 4 times this morning. I'm going to play that every hour because I can't get enough of Odell Beckham Jr. Just, I mean, that's not him praising the Patriots. That's him crapping all over Baker Mayfield.
I wish I played for a guy that was good, is what he's essentially saying.
and Freddie Kitchens. That's a big shot at Freddie Kitchens as well. Which, but then again, I mean, you know who's not going to take a shot at that
and
guy?
And you can't take a small shot at him.
No, you can't. No,
it will barely affect him. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
All right, let's get to that woeful Celtics game last night.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Crazy town.
You know, I heard a song with Shefty Shellshock on it that I remembered actually liking. I heard it this weekend. Remember, oh my, Starry Eye Surprise, Sundown to Sunrise, Dance All Night. Like, you know that one, Dance All Night? That's like an okay song. And I'm like, who is this? I looked at him like, oh, that's the dude from Crazy Town.
Yeah, I mean, Shifty Shellshock was on a lot of things.
Well, I mean, he randomly was, I think, was it the Crystal Method or somebody who did that song?
No, he was on the Joshua Tree. He was on...
yes, he produced it with Daniel Lanois.
All right, Rich, what else happened last evening?
Well, in a masterstroke of trolling, the 76ers chose Al Horford to ring the ceremonial bell to open up their game against his old team last night. No trolling was even necessary for the Seas to look as bad as they did.
Kemba, right side against Richardson. Hayward flashes to the free throw line. Catch and shoot jumper is way off short. Tobias Harris has the rebound. Outlet for Ben Simmons. Simmons with Smart chasing him. Drop back to Harris. A little stutter step, but he steps back behind the line. Drills a three and back-to-back threes by Korkmaz and Harris. 10 seconds apart. Quickly pushed the lead to 10, and Brad Stevens stops it immediately.
Yep, it was the first regular season look at the new group of Celtics, and it was riddled with underperformances. 107-93, the final score, as the Seas dropped game number one. It was a slog-on affair, with the two teams combined for a whopping 63 fouls and 70 free throws. 14 of those misses by Boston, and in his Celtics debut, Kemba Walker left much desired.
Celtics have a 3-on-2. Wanamaker dribbles around two men, throws at the Kemba Walker, waiting for a right side three. Got it.
Man, that was a great play. Got the defense to come all the way and collapse to him, and then kick it out with the left hand. Nicely done.
Kemba Walker with 7 in the first half in his Celtics debut.
And that was one of the few highlights, because he scored a lowly 12 points for the dude who's supposed to be the best on this roster. He had his looks, but managed just 2 second-half points on 1 of 9 shooting. That is about as cold as it gets. And despite Jason Tatum's 21 points...
On 18 to 22 shooting.
Well, he needed 22 shots to get to that number, as I said.
Mm.
However...
There's your all-star.
Yep. I mean, he didn't... He didn't look great.
Well, at least he had 2 assists.
I know, Fred. Every morning you will dance on the grid.
Stinky.
Yeah, not great. However, in the crap, there were a couple of beautiful peanuts.
Hayward, right hand dribble to 17 feet. Straightaway jumper, bang.
All day long, that is his wheelhouse. Coming off that little area, gets about 15, 18 feet. Knock it down.
5 quick points to break the tie. 37-32. Celtics by 5.
Gordon Hayward looked great. He was the Utah Gordon Hayward last night. 25 points on the night, as well as an aggressive game. About as aggressive I've seen in a while. Also, Enes Kanter, despite our fears, did a pretty decent job on Joel Embiid, limiting him to 15 points on 5 of 14 shooting while scoring 12 points of his own.
Jaylen Brown will kick back to Kanter, take the handoff, up fake the 3 on out, drive into the paint, force it up with the left hand, no good. Offensive rebound, tacked home by Enes Kanter, and he's been doing that from the day he walked into this league.
Boy, I'm going to love that. Second chance opportunities.
But first, that doesn't mean that keeping teams from scoring in the paint isn't going to be a big problem, because Boston surrendered 58 points there last night, including 22 to Ben Simmons, who just, I mean, couldn't be stopped.
Don't draft him in NBA 2K19 because while tall, he can't shoot, just like in regular basketball.
just like
very,
in real life.
Very difficult to get him to the basket.
Yeah.
It looks good on paper. He's listed very high.
There were moments last night where it was almost like, Toro! Like, he would just come down in the paint and just everyone like, part the Red Seas, get out of his way. But it was
size. It's always going to be a problem for this team. And Brad Stevens basically said that before the game. We're not going to get any bigger. It doesn't matter who we put on the floor. They're still going to be bigger than us. They got crushed on the glass last night.
They did.
And you mitigate that a little bit with Jaylen Brown's foul trouble. It won't be quite that bad because Brown's a good rebounder for his size. But they had no chance underneath last night. And against good teams, this is going to be a problem. And if you're going to get beat like that underneath, you damn well better hit some shots from the outside.
Yeah,
they did not.
They were about as cold as you can get. Well, here's Brad Stevens on the disappointing opener.
I just told the guys I thought we did a lot of good things. I thought we competed. I thought there were moments where we didn't protect the rim well enough as a team. You know, obviously we're going to have to capitalize a little bit more on the offensive end if we're going to be, you know, if we're going to win that game, you know, whether at the free throw line or from the arc. You know, I'm a lot more encouraged than discouraged. I thought we really came out and fought. It was a heck of an environment. We played a really good team. Now we just got to get better.
He was trying everything last night, too. He threw everyone except for Poirier in there. I think that even Carson Edwards looked bad. I mean, for as confident as he was in the preseason, his first shot was an air ball. After that, he just continued to miss. It's going to take some time on the NBA stage for him.
Yeah, he's playing guys now that make $20 million a year instead of guys that are fighting for roster spots. That's going to happen. But, yeah, give the Celtics credit. They did not play well for long periods of time last night, but the defense kept them in it, and they were down 4 early in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They should have lost this game a lot earlier than they did, considering the talent of the team they were playing. But defensively, they played real well, and they were right there. They needed to get hot just once to win this game, and they never did.
And they have guys who really should do that. I mean, you know, outside of and Hayward at least was good last night. Hopefully, he can stay consistent. But Kemba Walker should be that guy. He should be the guy that give me the damn ball, let me score. And unfortunately, yesterday he was about as cold as 1 for 9, I think, in the second half.
You say that, but when you watch the game and you saw the way the offense was set up, Walker was deferential. It was Jason Tatum who was the focus of the offense for long periods of time, and it's clear you saw it in the preseason too. This is where the Celtics are pointing things, at least early going. Things can change. Kemba Walker's an all-star and scored 25 points a game last year, but this offense is geared to go through Tatum, and you saw him miss a ton of shots early, and then Kemba Walker started to get more involved. But I think that's where the Celtics want this to go, because Tatum is very versatile. He can shoot threes. He goes to the basket. He's got the mid-range jumper. None of it was working for him last night.
So you think that they're, by going through Tatum, they're looking to get a high lottery pick? Perhaps picking up an actual star?
Maybe that's their. Maybe that's his master plan with Brad Stevens. Well, Al Horford was the victim of a Marcus Smart flopperoo that got him a foul and also made Al more pissed than I've seen him in a while. After that, he said, quote, Marcus does such a good job of flopping, of selling it. He's making sure that he does that. That's what he does. And when I was on his side, I loved it. I thought it was great. But, you know, he got me. And here's Al Horford on his teammates that he had to play.
It's still very weird to me. It felt good to go out and, you know, get a win. But, you know, it's just kind of, it's finally over, you know, type thing. A lot of emotions leading up to this and everything. So I'm just very happy to, you know, that we came out, we competed, and we were able to get this first win.
Yep. So now the Celtics take on the Raptors tomorrow night. They're going to be playing 3 games in 4 nights. So maybe they'll get their feet wet a little bit and hopefully find some sort of footing. And after that, on Saturday night, you got a home game. Is that the first
home
game?
On Friday night.
Home is tomorrow. The Raptors game is tomorrow, and then they play the Knicks on Saturday night. Yep. So it should be interesting watching these guys and to see if they can gel. You're not going to have as bad of a shooting night as you had last night, but I don't know. A little disappointing. By the way, coaches' challenges, worst thing in basketball right now. There was a period at the beginning of the third.
Yeah, Brett Brown called a random, because Embiid tripped, I think it was Smart, actually.
Yeah.
Embiid tripped Smart. You could see it clearly on the replay, but Brett Brown, for some reason, with 10 or 11 minutes left in the third quarter, decided to challenge that.
The first 5 minutes of the third quarter might have taken 15.
The game lasted 2 hours and 50 minutes, 5-0. That game, basketball's not supposed to go 3 hours. That's not what's supposed to happen.
No, that's what the kids want. All right, Rich, what else is going to happen? What else are we going to talk about?
All right, well, let's get to some news around the NFL, including the very early return of two superstars.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
I always like the song. It's terrible.
Who does this song?
This is Paul Oakenfold.
Yeah, he reminded me that in the video you want to kill everyone in it.
Now, I'm sure that with Shifty Shell Shock standing there, I didn't even know it was that guy from Crazy Town.
This is a Crazy Town song.
No, it's not. It's Paul Logan Foley.
All right. Well, it sucks.
It
smells a lot like weed. They're the Bankroll Boys are in the lobby here upstairs, and it reeks of weed.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah. It just reeks of weed.
It's a wink and bake type of thing.
Dan, you can smell it, too,
is it
right?
The Dankroll Boys?
Hey.
I know I'm old, but I looked at Mike, and I go, did someone hit a skunk, like, in the parking lot? And it's come up through the wind, like, literally. Yeah, so Bird went to investigate, of course.
Okay, all right. He's doing. We're on the air, and he's talking to you.
Nice. The best is in the old building when I would see Nick just walking around vaping.
Bird, we're on the air. Bird, he's not, we're on the air.
Not paying any attention.
He had to touch the elevator buttons. You remember how he used to touch the elevator buttons every time?
I do remember that. Well, if there's something that you saw last night that might make your blood boil, maybe this is it. Here's Kyrie Irving before yesterday's game making a speech to the Nets crowd.
Oh man. I'm eternally grateful to be here. Be back home in front of you guys with my teammates. On behalf of us. Oh man, I'm sorry. It's just hitting me right now. I appreciate you guys, and I look forward to you guys supporting us all season. Let's go Nets.
You weren't even crying, and everyone in the crowd, you're all suckers. You're suckers the way we were, but at least, like, you should know better. Like, you've seen it happen before. We were kind of taken by surprise by him being this, hey.
I don't know which one of the four pillars that hit. Just his four pillars of being.
And I plan on spending the rest of my career here in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to throw that one out there as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. It's just now hitting me, man.
Imagine playing in front of a crowd. It's just hitting me. This is so novel.
Oh, well.
These excuses.
Well, and then it was time for Kyrie to play.
Oh, we're going to go hero ball. 6 seconds left in overtime. The Nets down by one. Irving lost his footing. Regathers. Fires! Off the mark at the horn! And the Timberwolves win it in overtime.
What's great about that is Kyrie scored 50 last night, and they lost by one to the Timberwolves.
Yeah, Kyrie has exactly what he wants. Not only can he lead the team, but no one's going to give him crap about taking too many shots. He took 33 shots last night. Anyone want to guess how many times he had 33 shots in a game during his career with the Celtics?
Oh, I don't know. Let's spend about 5 minutes.
Once. Okay, it happened once.
Listen, I'm not going to kill the guy because he takes a lot of shots. I wish the Celtics had somebody who got even close to 50 points last night.
Does it excite you that the Nets have a player on it named LeVert?
Caris LeVert, yes.
But based
he's
on
the Casanova of the group, man.
Based on your love of New Jack Swing.
So afterwards.
Hey, I saw LeVert in concert.
I know you did. You wore your.
Yeah. Hey, they opened up for Bobby Brown in Syracuse.
Your puffy white shirt, were you wearing that?
Like no.
Your Backstreet Boys pirate shirt?
I was not.
Now, when you saw them, were you on like the lookout? Were you like chicken hunt?
I had floor seats, man.
Were you looking for some ladies, though?
Yes.
Like and you thought
I was on a prowl at that time, yes.
And you figured that this would make the ladies swoon.
Oh yeah.
Did you come behind any of them and be like Casanova?
No, I did not.
All right,
but I swung and missed viciously at least twice that night.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
That's right.
As T'Pau once said.
Yeah. Whatever that it was tough during the Bobby Brown portion of the set. They were all interested in the stage, but no one cared about LeVert. That was the thing. So I figured I had my chance.
LeVert is much more of a romantic move than Bobby Brown.
Yeah, Bobby Brown took his shirt off, and then that was it. The ladies' panties were dropping.
He was muscular.
Did you humping around?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, that's like that's the one that gets
him. Oh yeah.
No, well, because he's pleading his fidelity. He goes, "Ain't nobody humping around."
But he's doing it with a wink.
That's right. Well, this one's for all the ladies.
That's how you take it. Mm-hmm. I take it that he's. Hey, I ain't humping around.
Well, here's Kyrie being asked about getting all emotional. "Quote unquote," before the game.
What was that pregame speech like? You seemed to get emotional there. Why?
What do you mean?
The pregame speech. You said you kind of paused and had to compose yourself a little bit there, and said it just hit you. You know, what was that like?
It was incredible, man. I think you know, just 8 years, and just being in different places, experiencing different things in the NBA, a lot of ups and downs, and just to come to this moment today to be here with my family, be here, most importantly, with my teammates. You know, it just hit me beforehand, before the game. You know, I wasn't trying to get too emotional or anything like that. But you know, just a Jersey kid playing for his home team. You know, it's nothing like it. It's been brewing since I was in fourth grade. You know, I didn't know what was going to happen at this point or this age, but it's here, and I just want to take full advantage of it and just be happy.
The great thing is that he basically confirmed that everything he's been saying about the Celtics has been complete BS, because he said that he was always going to come here. He was always going to go to Brooklyn.
Spencer Dinwiddie, who comes off the bench for the Nets, but is a good friend of Kyrie's, told the media he knew last Christmas that this was going to happen.
It was going to happen. It was going to happen. But you didn't have to destroy the team in the meantime. You didn't have to completely dog it during the playoffs. But either way, that was just awesome yesterday where he sat there. He's like, and I love that everyone's calling him out on it. Like, I mean, even like the national media is like, all right, Kyrie, cool, man. Like, no one's buying it anymore. And even the crowd that was cheering, there were a couple of people who were just like, I think we've seen this before. Yep. Let's see how this goes.
Nets fans are not exactly, you know, rabid. And we've been in that building. It's not exactly, you know, a close-in, like, home court advantage type thing. Don't they have a big DJ? They have a big DJ booth.
Yeah. And then they have a big car. But I don't know if they got rid of the car.
Yeah, the car. The car was over on the side.
That was weird. For having a DJ booth, it is the quietest arena that I've been in the NBA. Like, I mean, it's almost as if the walls are padded with, you know, like those egg carton things that they put in recording studios to just like dulling the sound.
They got a PA guy that tries real hard, if I remember correctly. But Jesus, it's just atmosphere.
I have two words for you. Pauly Del Vecchio, you get Pauly D in there, you get the crowd hyped. Because he makes the panties drop. All right, we have coming in the Bankroll Boys. They make you money, but they break your heart.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You okay, Rich?
Oh, yeah. Listen, that was a... They had won me enough where I can give them, you know, this one-off.
And by the way...
That was a bad loss.
The Patriots protector can take you to task because you took the Jets and the points last week.
I was trusting the man who had just made me
$800. No, you were on board. You're like, I'm doing it. I'm taking the Jets and the points. Wow. I think it's going
to
be close.
I've learned my lesson saying no to the Bankroll Boys. Bankroll Boys have made me a lot of money.
How much money have they made you?
Well, last year they made me... $2,500 last season?
This year.
Well, this year I'm at zero.
Okay.
So, but $2,500 total.
Okay.
So, yeah, they've done me good.
All right.
Yeah, no VIG on those, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got to pay the VIG. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line ma.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot, and the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement, 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.